Thank you for calling Big Fatty again. Everyone should go listen to Big Fatty. You can find him at BigFattyOnline.com.
And you don't need to use the www.
And don't just type in Big Fatty, because it'll take you to the wrong place.
Yeah, apparently there's a barbecue place and a blues band somewhere named Big Fatty.
Yeah, but let me show you what comes up when you type it.
No! No, I will not look at pictures of grossly obese women. No! No.
You don't want to watch the movie?
No. I'm blocking that out with my hand.
All right,
no.
It's gone.
Oh, thank you. God. Ooh. Yeah, please don't just type in Big Fat.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, no.
You don't want to watch the movie?
No.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 592 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 11th. The 11th, y'all, of May 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, I am going to finally finish recapping the weekend. And y'all, there were some surprises that I can't wait to tell you about. Yes! Gussie, hi everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. And y'all, we know it is going well for Steven the Ock, y'all. Cause today, the 11th, y'all, is Steve in the Ock's 40th birthday. And we want to send out a very, very happy birthday to Steve in the Uck. He is over there in the Uck, y'all. And y'all, I don't know if there are any special family traditions or Ucky traditions for celebrating your birthday. However, if Steve in the Uck were here, he would be getting some spankings. Yes, Big Fatty, because that is a lovely tradition that you like to carry on and make it a part of every day. You look for any excuse to celebrate a birthday. I do. And y'all, Stephen the Uck, I hope that you have a fabulous, maybe you'll have some spotted dick. Oh, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. No, what's vulgar would be if he had, what is it called? The mushy peas. Ah, God. Y'all, if you've never... And y'all, an English breakfast is also a little weird. Because y'all, they eat pork and beans and then they fart all day long. They fart all day long and they have a cooked tomato. But y'all, they do have delicious bacon. And they have delicious bangers or sausages. And they have mushrooms. And y'all, it's called the full English breakfast. But y'all bake beans? No, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. You don't like baked beans at lunch or supper. Why the fuck? Oh, poor Big Fatty. I'm trying to talk until the music comes to an end, and I've just run out of things to say. So I'm just going to say happy birthday to Steven the Ark, and I'm going to just let the music play out. Happy birthday, Stevie.
Happy birthday.
Y'all, that was the longest damn happy birthday. Oh, y'all, that is some cone. And the end of the special macaroni and cheese I made with that the world's best redneck cheesed up. Y'all, I was thinking today, about different, you know, because yesterday was the cheesiest BFO ever. And y'all, by the way, evidently that Kim Beaver, y'all, she's been under the weather. Evidently, she got her some bad tuna. And y'all, she's just had a tummy ache over the weekend, and it was noticeable that Kim Beaver was not around. I think she was around Friday night for the LFC, but that was about it. But y'all, I still can't get an answer out of her as to when her birthday is. And I know it's not polite to ask a lady's age. Although, on Saturday night, that Betty White, y'all, she pulled out all the stops. She pulled out all the stops. Y'all, she was fabulous. She was just fabulous on the Saturday Night Live. And if you hadn't seen it, go over that to that hoo-hoo and see if you can watch it over there. Or maybe it's on the NBC.com. But y'all, she's just fabulous. Cool the brain. And y'all, I can't think of what my favorite skit at was, but I have to say that one of my favorites was CSI Sarasota. And y'all, it was just fantastic. But y'all, all the skits were really good. They really pulled out all the stops for Miss Betty White. And y'all, she was bragging. She was telling everybody she was 88 and a half. 88 and a half. And y'all, then at the end of the show, she was like, I want to thank all the performers for helping this somewhat nervous host make it through the show. Y'all, if she was nervous, it didn't show. It did not show. And y'all, then they presented her with two, not one, but two bouquets of the white roses, y'all. And she was just overcome. She was just a grateful Betty White, Mrs. Alan Ludden. And y'all, it was as if before she went on, she had had a cup of Sanka. And y'all, I was thinking, since I was talking about the Velveeta on yesterday's show, y'all, I was wondering, do they still make the Sanka coffee? And y'all, so I went online and I couldn't really figure out if they still make it or not. But y'all, would you like regular decaf? No, I'll have a Sanka. And y'all, I had an aunt that no, I'll have a Sanka. She didn't trust that decaf. She wanted a Sanka. And but y'all, Sanka made me think of a shaker pudding. Y'all, do you remember the shaker pudding? It was a wonderful product. It was short lived. But y'all, basically, it was a box that had four cups with lids on it, and four envelopes of instant pudding mix. And faux spoons. And y'all, you'd take it and you'd open the envelope and you'd add water. Then you'd pour the pudding in there and put the lid on it. And y'all, you'd shake, shake, shake a pudding. Shake, shake, shake a pudding. And y'all, it was this groovy shake a pudding commercials and stuff like that. And it's what all the cool kids were doing. Y'all, and if we weren't having shake a pudding, we were having a good old space food stick. And y'all, this came out of the NASA. This came out of the NASA. It was the space food sticks and the Tang. The Tang. And y'all, that is not something that only lesbians are interested in. No, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. It'll swim upstream on you like some bad tuna. But y'all, I want to I brushed on it. I brushed on it yesterday. But y'all, I tried. You know, Moose P, who was the number one fan of the BFO for 2010, y'all, he sent me that bacon flavored popcorn. Oh, and y'all, right after the show, last week, I put a bag in the microwave. And after it got out of the machine, I put it in a bowl and I ate it. And y'all, at first, it just tasted like popcorn. But y'all, as you start to get further down, y'all, you begin to realize that it's not like it's cooked in bacon, or it's like it has bacon salt on it. And y'all, it's not a totally natural bacon. It's not a hickory, bacon salt. But y'all, it has a bacon flavor. And y'all, surprisingly, it was actually pretty good. And enjoyed it. But y'all, the whole bag of popcorn is too much. It is too much for me. It is just too much. But the other thing, popcorn is a wonderful source of fiber. And y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not. I put it in the show notes for the Monday show, but y'all, Sunday, Mother's Day, it was the 50th anniversary of the pill. But y'all, even more important, it was National Dietary Fiber Day. And y'all, I celebrated by overfibering. And y'all, on Monday, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Monday was National Blow It Out Your Ass Day. And y'all, Big Fatty, yes, non-human, blow it out your ass dumps on Monday, y'all. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Y'all, you know what else I couldn't believe? There were no gentlemen callers at all over the weekend. Y'all, it is feast of famine. It is feast of famine, and I just had a weekend of famine. Yes. But y'all, one of the things that did happen over the weekend was went out to the on Saturday night, and y'all, Granny and Miss Porter were there. First of all, I've been neglecting to give you an update on their health issues. Granny has gotten over her bronchitis, but she's still smoking. But she's cut back. She's cut back, y'all. But Miss Porter, since he has been sick and all, he has stopped smoking. And y'all, Miss Porter was out and about, and this was the first time they had been out to the bathroom since the night before Miss Porter went to the hospital. And so we were there, and y'all, it was a very special occasion, because y'all, on this past Saturday, Miss Porter had gotten bitten by a spider. And y'all, she had these welts. She had a welt on a elbow and one on a leg where some spider had bitten her. But y'all, Granny and Miss Porter were out celebrating on Saturday night. And y'all, I am just going to tell you, they were celebrating their 23rd anniversarium, y'all. They have been together for 23 years. And y'all, I don't know which one puts up with the other one more. Because y'all, the Granny's just a nasty old queen. Yes, and Miss Porter is a health disaster in the making, and so. But y'all, there was cake, and y'all, the cake was good. I took a piece home with me, cause it was made with the cream cheese frosting. And, but y'all, it was just delicious. It was just delicious. It would have been really good with a cup of Sanka, probably. Y'all, I've gotten some e-letters. But by the way, I am not going to go down in the fat cave. But if you haven't seen, if you have not seen the finals of the big run, y'all, you might want to just fast forward. Because y'all, quite frankly, I was a little surprised to read that Timely Single Tim and that Ramble Reedheed had both said that they thought that the wrong team had won the big run this year. And y'all, I was cheering for the team that won. And it was the brothers. And y'all, you're going, well, Big Fatty, there were two sets of brothers. And y'all, it's true, but there were the brothers and then there were the Cowboys. There were also the brothers that they were referred to as the Cowboys. And y'all, at the end of it, the lesbian, speaking of tuna putting a bad taste in your mouth, y'all, the lesbians, they were ugly. They were just ugly to that dumbass, Miss South Kakalaki that didn't know how to talk. It's kind of like Big Fatty right now. And, but it was very out of character for the end. But y'all, I was a little surprised. I was a little surprised that the brothers won, cause y'all, quite frankly, they showed them. They had sweet talked the stewardess on the airplane that was going from Chiang Kai-shek, China, to San Francisco, up out there in the Bay Area, where Ant and Peter G and Eric, one of my straight listeners out there in the San Francisco, and the Nep also, they're all out there in the San Franciscos, and y'all, they had to go up to Knob Hill. Now y'all, that sounds dirty, but y'all, it was some kind of test. There was a test to climb a rope at Knob Hill. And y'all, but they ended it, and there was something else I was going to say about all that. Oh yeah, they sweet talked the stewardess into moving them up to first class. And y'all, I thought that it was in the rules of the big run that you could not travel except in coach. Now, y'all, it could be that they bought a coach ticket and then sweet-talked after the plane was in the air, so they did not buy a business class or a first-class ticket. They may have just sweet-talked their way into it. But, y'all, the brothers won, and y'all, I was just delighted. I was just delighted that they had won. And, y'all, this week, we have got the Survivor on Thursday night, and then y'all, it is the Survivor finale this coming Sunday, and I'm sure they'll have one of those reunion shows, and y'all, I just can't wait for them to sit there and say, JT, why did you give Russell the immunity idol? And cause y'all, it was oh dear gussie. Well, y'all, I was going to tell you about some e-letters I had gotten, but y'all, evidently, I'm going to have to wait and do that at a later time. Y'all, I've also received another phone call from out in the Great Northwest, or the Great Southwest, for this country. It's, you know, it's a Mexican phone call, y'all, and y'all, I will, I have previewed these calls, and I'm anxious to play them for you, but it looks like it's going to have to be on the Hump Day show. Now, y'all, I also played them for Julian, and here's what he thought of them.
No.
You don't want to watch the movie?
No.
Well, they're not that bad. Happy birthday, Steve!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.